reverse engineering the pineal gland. Project Looking Glass was a program that allegedly involved our ancient ancestors reverse engineering the pineal gland and developing it into a working technology on a larger scale. The idea was to stand in front of this massive machine that acts as a psychic amplifier, projecting your thoughts into a giant yellowish bubble with a fisheye lens distortion around the edges. This would allow you to detect potential future events before they arrive, but there are always various probabilities and timelines of what may happen. I have spoken to a variety of insiders who claim to have worked in classified research projects, and Project Looking Glass is one of the most common things you hear them talk about. Robert Lucien Howe claimed to have gained access to classified documents in his government work for the UK and gave a description of this device, which you can read online. I do not agree with everything he says in his written posts, but some of his words do fit in very nicely with what others have told me. In order to understand what he is telling us, it is important to mention that the insiders apparently call our energetic duplicate the transient body, and our access to the source field is called transience. In other posts, Howe said the pineal gland was called a transiator within these programs. People all have a transiator sensor that tries to make our future better and looks for things that threaten us and warns us. It is what we use to protect ourselves from entropy so we can live much longer. A human with no transiator at all might only live 5 or 10 years. Sadly, most of this is in the past because human transiators can never have more than about 5 to 10 watts and often only milliwatts, while some machines have achieved tens of kilowatts. We can still win here sometimes because 5 milliwatts can win against 5 kilowatts because of the complex rules that transience follows. The machine is actually a time accelerator. It works by creating a change of momentum or energy of matter inside a Schrödinger box. The box is actually very simple to make. Its heart is a very strong EM shield. It is electrically shielded. Inside is a special box full of warm water at body temperature 35 degrees Celsius. It is non-conducting and non-metallic, and should have a magnetic field of or near zero. Finally, it should have little or no sound vibration, and the machine must generally not move in any way. Extraneous pulsations of any kind will tend to stop the machine working. The shape of the machine decides what it does in the same way that shape decides the function of ordinary machines. The heart of the machine, though, is that it must survive into the future. If someone breaks it in the future, it will stop working now. They also work better the older they are, though this was apparently omitted from the CIA's version. What Howe is calling a box has usually been described to me as a barrel shaped like the pineal gland that is filled with water. This barrel is apparently surrounded by 3 rings that rotate around the barrel and create the electromagnetic shielding effect. As various insiders described this to me in private conversations and even produced illustrations of approximately what it looked like, I was quite surprised to realize that the movie Contact featured a very similar set of rotating rings. Carl Sagan may well have been tipped off about Looking Glass, but he never told Jim Hart there was any truth to the story. According to these various testimonies, once the shielding is fully activated, the water inside the barrel creates a direct gateway into time-space. One form of this technology is Looking Glass, as we've been describing it, where you only get to look at these locations from afar. Another version of this technology is codenamed the Ark, and this forms an actual stargate you can physically travel through and use to teleport from one space and time to another. Again, the whole secret to this technology is the shielded electrified barrel of water in the center. It is fascinating to consider that the pineal gland may be able to create a stargate that is powerful enough to teleport the human body through space and time, if it becomes large enough for the entire body to fit through. As Howe goes on explaining this, he discusses many physics concepts that sound very similar to what we've been talking about in this book. Apparently, the light speed frequency in an atom is called the crescendo point. Ordinary matter is apparently referred to here as tardon matter, as it exists in a state where it is actively retarded from going over light speed. The insider's theory also states that matter is in a quantum superposition where it keeps popping over the light speed boundary or crescendo point. Once it crosses that point, Howe refers to it as being in the superlight part of its superposition. Such machines can be very dangerous because they can emit enormous quantities of radiation and energy without warning. This is because the space inside the machine can reach 90% of crescendo. Crescendo theory says that all tardon matter is trying to spontaneously jump to light speed in a special kind of superposition.